Slide, Chapter 2. At daybreak, my eyes shot open like Daddy's after one of his dreams. My only nightmare was missing coffee talk. Big John and Aunt Shine spent the first part of every day on the porch. I could have done without the coffee, not to mention the 10 minutes they read the Bible to each other. But the way they talked and teased, even after 27 years of marriage, filled a hole that stayed deep and lonely at my house. The lovebirds had more than coffee and talk brewing on the porch that morning. I was crossing the den when I saw Shine standing over Big John. Her hands were flying through the air, his rocker dead still. He seemed to be looking everywhere, from the pecan grove on his right to the far pasture on his left, but at the woman he worshipped. "Mind your own damn business," she yelled, loud enough to have made a heifer in the next county stand up and spit out her cud. A woodpecker, not to be outdone, sounded off on the dead oak in the front yard. 3 years ago, a bolt of lightning killed the tallest tree on the farm, ended Big John's nap, and sent the war hero racing into the house. Shine laughed for a week, but said the tree had to go once the leaves turned brown. Cutting down the big oak meant the burial of a loved one for Big John, and change, which he never welcomed. Dead limbs were littering the front yard by the time Shine's demands landed on Daddy's ears. To Shine's chagrin and a woodpecker's delight, Big John convinced his baby brother to spare the bottom half of the trunk. Big John pointed at his blue ribbon woodpecker. "Shine, isn't Old Red a beauty?" "Now you've gone to naming birds?" she asked. "Only Old Red." "Where's your cat when I need him?" she asked. "Or is he afraid of feathers these days? Honey, when's the last time you watched a woodpecker peck? When's the last time you watched a grown man bang his head against a stump?"